Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Fresh hopes of a resolution to the trade dispute between the US and China underpinned a solid rebound on US equity markets, with investor sentiment also buoyed by strong quarterly results from Cisco Systems and Walmart. Dow rallied 396 points or 1.6% to post its best single session advance since the 10th of April, with Boeing up 4.3% and Caterpillar up 3.2%, two bellwethers for global trade, among the leading index performers. The broader S&P 500 gained 0.8%, with consumer staples and financials leading all 11 primary sectors higher. The technology-centric NASDAQ added 0.4%. White House economics advisor Larry Kudlow confirmed that the US and China will resume trade talks later this month. China's Commerce Ministry will send a delegation to the US to resume trade talks, which would mark the first such meeting since July. Separately, the Turkish lira gained 2.5% after the country's finance minister promised there would be neither capital controls or the need for intervention from the International Monetary Fund. In US corporate earnings, Walmart soared over 9% and alone added 60 points to the Dow after posting its biggest jump in US same-store sales in a decade. Nordstrom Inc. soared over 12% in extended trading after the retailer posted a better-than-expected second-quarter result after the closing bell and raised its full-year sales and earnings guidance. However, JCPenney plummeted 25% after the department store chain posted a wider-than-expected second-quarter loss and slashed its full-year outlook. In US economic data, housing starts totaled 1.168 million in July, well short of consensus expectations of 1.26 million and up less than 1% from June's revised 1.16 million figure. Building permits to construct new houses rose 1.5%. Fresh developments on the trade negotiation front between the US and China helped lift European bourses. Germany's DAX gained 0.6% and France's CAC up 0.8%. In broader stock-specific news, Carlsberg rose 3.5% after lifting its full-year guidance, buoyed by strong beer sales across all its biggest markets. In economic data, consumer price index and current account data for the Eurozone is released tonight, Australian time. London's FTSE snapped a five-session slide with a 0.8% advance, with a recovery in commodity prices helping to drive a rebound in some of the heavyweight mining and energy companies that were among the previous session's biggest underperformers. BHP Billiton up 1.2%, Rio Tinto up 1.1%. In economic data, UK retail sales volumes jumped a more than expected 0.7% in July to an annualised pace of 3.5%, comfortably above consensus expectations for 2.6%. Retail sales helped by warmer weather and the World Cup. A robust rebound across the board for base metals as planned trade talks between China and the US and a recovery in Turkey's currency rekindled investors' risk appetite and weakened the US dollar. Copper rose 2.4% to $2.69 a pound after falling over 4% and touching a 15-month low in the previous session. Elsewhere, aluminium up 1.1%, nickel up 3.7% and zinc up 4%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell 70 cents to $66.51 a metric tonne. Gold futures dipped a dollar to $1,184 an ounce. Oil prices steadied, posting their first advance in four sessions and recouping some of the previous session's more than 2% slide. WTI settling 45 cents higher at $65.46 a barrel, Brent gaining 67 cents to $71.43 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 2 basis points to 2.87%, and the Aussie dollar was firmer this morning, buying 72.61 US cents. Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe delivers his semi-annual testimony before the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics at 9:30 this morning, Australian time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.